So, sentinels will be coming through the door here pretty soon. Tough crowd, wow. Either it's a tough crowd or I'm just a bad comedian. I think I'm just a bad. Yeah, sorry. I'm a bad storyteller. But again, yes, these will be our sentinel candidates. Same procedure. It is our last one. So, that being said, even though it is our last one, please give them the time and respect to listen and the consideration just as you did for the first candidate, all right? I know we've been sitting for a long time, but please give them that time and respect. All right, so our first candidate is Colton Becker. Whenever you're ready.
Hello, my name is Colton Becker, and I'm from the Atlantic FA chapter. For the last 16 years of my life, I've been given the opportunity to show cattle and draft horses all around the nation. These last 16 years of my life, I have learned two very valuable lessons: leadership and accountability. Starting with leadership, the definition of leadership is, can I, as a person, get someone to do something they normally have not done themselves, or the acronym ISC, which stands for inspire, serve, and celebrate. Inspiring others to achieve, serving them so they can, and celebrating with them when they do. Simon Sinek once said, leadership comes at a cost. You won't get to do less work when you become more senior. You have to do more work, and the more work you do is to put yourself at risk for others. This is an issue in today's society because many kids of the next generation lack the proper leadership and role model for their life. Lastly, accountability. The definition of accountability is a repeated pattern of verifying that expectations are meeting reality. Holding yourself accountable will help you later in life to achieve your goals and to achieve your goals. And once again, my name is Colton Becker, and I greatly appreciate your vote for the 2023-2024 South Service District Sentinel.
All right. Thank you, Colton. All right, we'll have our next candidate come out here. Sorry. I'm gonna fall one of these times. Our next candidate is Kaylee Smith. All right. Whenever you're ready.
I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life. This is the beginning statement of the fifth and final paragraph of the FFA Creed, written by Ian Tiffany. It wasn't until I was my chapter's creed speaker and truly started living by the words of the FFA Creed that I realized how important these words were to me. As the fourth generation of my family's farm, I know how important traditions are, and I also know that FFA is one of those important traditions. As your Southwest District Sentinel, I hope I can lead others into knowing how important FFA is to any tradition. To start, I'd like to share a few things about myself. I'm the fourth generation of my family's farm, and I help with anything from the cattle business to the row crops. I've also started working on a Wagyu beef feedlot, where I've learned how incredibly particular production methods are when it comes to different breeds of cattle. And because of this, I'd like to pursue a career in livestock veterinary sciences. Along with being active on my family's farm, I'm also a four-sport athlete and a member of the FFA, FCCLA, Student Council, and Leader in Me Lighthouse team. I love being involved in my school and community. One of my favorite family traditions is probably our end of the harvest season party, when we all get together the day after harvest is done and eat some good food and really reminisce on how the harvest went and how we can better it in the future. And that's another thing that I really enjoy. Any tradition, whether it be a family tradition, a town tradition, or a tradition across the country, is important, and FFA is one of those important traditions to me. Therefore, I am willing to educate and advocate for FFA as your Southwest District Sentinel. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll have to stay here as we wait for Colton to come back.
I felt bad. I thought it was Callie.
All right, so how this is going to work is I will ask two questions. Colton, you'll have the opportunity to answer the first question first. You get 1 minute to respond, and then it'll be over to you, Kaylee. You'll get 1 minute to respond to that question as well. Second question, you'll get the opportunity to respond first, followed by you. All right, you good? Any questions? So, what would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
Something I would say to someone that says that is, like, for example, our FFA chapter is basically made up of quite a few kids that don't live on a farm or agriculture experience. I would say that it also provides experiences for public speaking and a whole bunch of other things like that. And I believe that every kid has a spot in FFA. And every kid can achieve things in FFA.
All right. So, what would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
If somebody thought FFA was just cows, sows, and plows, I would explain to them that FFA used to stand for Future Farmers of America, but they recently changed the name so that now it's just the FFA organization to get rid of the stereotypical, it's just for farmers. FFA opens opportunities for people in any industry, whether it be the ag industry or different industries out there as well. There's marketing, parliamentary procedure, and then the job interview as well, which will really open opportunities and make people better in public speaking. And it's not just all about farming, getting hands-on with animals, or playing in the dirt.
All right. So, again, I'll ask you the second question first, and then it'll go back to you. All right, so describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
A time I really had to go against the crowd and stand up for what I believed in was one time at one of our student council meetings, and they all were voting to help out with a charity event, and I thought that it was important to do this charity event, but then everybody started going against it and then started bringing up points like, oh, why would we need to help them? And I don't think that this is important enough anymore. And I really thought that helping our community was the best option for us. So I kept pursuing going and doing this for our community. And then in the end, we did end up helping our community out even more in the end.
All right. So describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
A time I think I had to go against the crowd would probably be back during football season. Most people have probably been on a sports team and realizes that every sports team has its dramas. I think a time I had to go against the crowd is when our football team went through some bullying. I think that every kid needs to take some awesome leadership and be most respectful to every kid on the team.
All right, thank you. I will take your microphone, and then you guys can go ahead and go with Allie, all right? Again, this is your last time filling out the ballots. So if you forgot how to do it, I'm sorry. Can't help you there. So, again, take time, consideration. Even though you're probably tired of sitting here, give them the respect.